Thanks to an earlier decision to remove Indiana state government from distributing money to certain health care centers, President Donald Trump's signing of a law that would give states the ability to bar federal funds to such providers is unlikely to have a large effect in the Hoosier state. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Sarah Fentum has more.
The newly signed law rolls back an Obama initiative barring state governments from blocking Title X funds to providers on political grounds. The Title X program was initiated as a way to provide low-income people access to services such as family planning and contraception. Title X grants can be distributed to both nonprofits and state governments, which then distribute them to clinics based on the services they provide. However, since Indiana doesn't provide state funds to entities that offer abortion services, the funds are distributed through a nonprofit called the Indiana Family Health Council, which receives and administers federal and state funds for family planning services. IFHC President Kristen Adams says Title X funds 11 entities and 32 clinics throughout the state. And as far as she can see, the new rule won't affect their process.
We could do with it as we so desire, as long as the funds are being utilized for what they are intended for.
Adams says while Title X grants do fund agencies which offer abortions, such as Planned Parenthood, money is barred from going to the specific clinics that perform abortions. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Sarah Fentum.